Who is Gary Johnson? A Gary Johnson Wikipedia article on audio. Gary Earl Johnson, born January 1, 1953, is an American businessman, author, politician, and the Libertarian Party nominee for President of the United States in the 2016 election. He served as the 29th governor of New Mexico from 1995 to 2003 as a member of the Republican Party. He was also the Libertarian Party's nominee for President of the United States in the 2012 election. Johnson founded one of New Mexico's largest construction companies. He entered politics for the first time by running for governor of New Mexico in 1994 on a low-tax, anti-crime platform, promising a common-sense business approach. He beat incumbent Democratic Governor Bruce King by 50% to 40%. He cut the 10% annual growth in the budget, in part due to his use of the gubernatorial veto 200 times during the first 6 months. Johnson sought re-election in 1998, winning by 55% to 45%. In his second term, he concentrated on the issue of school voucher reforms, as well as campaigning for marijuana decriminalization. During his tenure as governor, Johnson adhered to an anti-tax and anti-bureaucracy policy, setting state and national records for the use of veto powers, more than the other 49 contemporary governors put together. Term limited, Johnson retired from frontline politics in 2003. In May 2003, he climbed Mount Everest. Johnson ran for president in 2012, initially as a Republican on a libertarian platform emphasizing the United States public debt and a balanced budget, protection of civil liberties, military non-interventionism, replacement of the income tax with the fair tax, and opposition to the war on drugs. In December 2011, he withdrew his candidacy for the Republican nomination and stood for the Libertarian nomination instead, winning the nomination in May 2012. Johnson received 1.3 million votes, 0.99%, more than all the other minor candidates combined and the most votes in Libertarian Party history. On January 6, 2016, Johnson announced his candidacy for the Libertarian nomination again in 2016. Johnson won the Libertarian nomination in May 2016 with former Republican Governor of Massachusetts William Weld as his running mate. In August, Johnson's poll numbers began to approach the 15% threshold necessary to make him the first third-party candidate since Ross Perot in 1992 to participate in the broadcast fall presidential debates. Early life and career. Johnson was born on January 1, 1953, in Minot, North Dakota, the son of Lorraine Bostow, who worked for the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and Earl W. Johnson, a public school teacher. In 1971, Johnson graduated from Sandia High School in Albuquerque, where he was on the school track team. He attended the University of New Mexico from 1971 to 1975 and graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in political science. While at UNM, he joined the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity. It was there that he met his future wife, Denise D. Sims. While in college, Johnson earned money as a door-to-door handyman. His success in that industry encouraged him to start his own business, Big J Enterprises, in 1976. When he started the business, which focused on mechanical contracting, Johnson was its only employee. His firm's major break came when he received a large contract from Intel's expansion in Rio Rancho, which increased Big J's revenue to $38 million. Overburdened by his success, Johnson enrolled in a time management course at night school, which he credits with making him heavily goal-driven. He eventually grew Big J into a multi-million-dollar corporation with over 1,000 employees. By the time he sold the company in 1999, it was one of New Mexico's leading construction companies. Governor of New Mexico. First term. Johnson entered politics in 1994 with the intention of running for governor and was advised by Republican elders to run for the state legislature instead. Despite their advice, Johnson spent $500,000 of his own money and entered the race with the intent of bringing a common-sense business approach to the office. Johnson's campaign slogan was, "People before politics." His platform emphasized tax cuts, job creation, state government spending growth restraint, and law and order. He won the Republican nomination, defeating state legislator Richard P. Cheney by 34% to 33%. Johnson subsequently won a plurality in the three-way general election, defeating the incumbent, Governor Bruce King, a relatively conservative Democrat, and the former Lieutenant Governor Roberto Mondragon, who ran as a Green, with just under 50% of the vote. Johnson was elected in a nationally Republican year, although party registration in the state of New Mexico at the time was 2-1 Democratic. As governor, Johnson followed a strict small government approach. According to former New Mexico Republican National Committee member Mickey D. Barnett, quote, "Anytime someone approached him about legislation for some purpose, his first response always was to ask if government should be involved in that to begin with," unquote. He vetoed 200 of 424 bills in his first 6 months in office, a national record of 47% of all legislation, and used the line-item veto on most remaining bills. In office, Johnson fulfilled his campaign promise to reduce the 10% annual growth of the state budget. In his first budget, Johnson proposed a wide range of tax cuts, including a repeal of the prescription drug tax, a $47 million income tax cut, and a 6 cents per gallon gasoline tax cut. However, of these, only the gasoline tax cut was passed. During the November 1995 federal government shutdown, he joined 20 other Republican governors who called on the Republican leadership in Congress to stand firm against the Clinton administration in budget negotiations. In the article reporting on the letter and concomitant news conference, he was quoted as calling for eliminating the budget deficit through proportional cuts across the budget. Although Johnson worked to reduce overall state spending in his first term, he raised education spending by nearly a third. When dropout rates and test scores showed little improvement, Johnson changed his tactics and began advocating school vouchers, a key issue in budget battles of his second term as governor. Second term. In 1998, Johnson ran for re-election as governor against Democratic Albuquerque Mayor Martin Chavez. In his campaign, Johnson promised to continue the policies of his first term, improving schools, cutting state spending, taxes, and bureaucracy, and frequent use of his veto and line-item veto power. Fielding a strong Hispanic candidate in a 40% Hispanic state, the Democrats were expected to oust Johnson, but Johnson won by a margin of 55% to 45%, making him the first governor of New Mexico to serve two successive four-year terms after term limits were expanded to two terms in 1991. Johnson made the promotion of a school voucher system a hallmark issue of his second term. In 1999, he proposed the first statewide voucher system in America, which would have enrolled 100,000 students in its first year. That year, he vetoed two budgets that failed to include a voucher program, and a government shutdown was threatened, but ultimately yielded to Democratic majorities in both houses of the New Mexico legislature, who opposed the plan. Johnson signed the budget, but line-item vetoed a further $21 million, or 0.5% from the legislative plan. In 1999, Johnson became one of the highest-ranking elected officials in the U.S., to advocate the legalization of marijuana. Saying the war on drugs was an expensive bust, he advocated the decriminalization of marijuana use and concentration on harm reduction measures for all other illegal drugs. He compared attempts to enforce the nation's drug laws with the failed attempt at alcohol prohibition. In remarks in 2011, he noted, quote, "Half of what government spends on police, courts, and prisons is to deal with drug offenders," unquote. He suggested that drug abuse be treated as a health issue, not as a criminal issue. His approach to the issue garnered supportive notice from conservative icon William F. Buckley, as well as the Cato Institute and Rolling Stone. In 2000, Johnson proposed a more ambitious voucher program than he had proposed the year before, under which each parent would receive $3,500 per child for education at any private or parochial school. The Democrats sought $90 million extra school funding without school vouchers and questioned Johnson's request for more funding for state-run prisons, having opposed his opening of two private prisons. Negotiations between the governor and the legislature were contentious, again nearly leading to a government shutdown. In 2000, New Mexico was devastated by the Cerro Grande fire. Johnson's handling of the disaster earned him accolades from the Denver Post. Johnson's leadership during the fire was praised by Democratic Congressman Tom Udall, who said, quote, "I think the real test of leadership is when you have circumstances like this. He called on his reserves of energy and has just been a really excellent leader under very difficult circumstances here," unquote. Johnson rebuffed efforts by the Libertarian Party to draft him in the 2000 presidential election, stating himself to be a Republican with no interest in running for president. Reception. Commentator Andrew Sullivan quoted a claim that Johnson is highly regarded in the state for his outstanding leadership during two terms as governor. He slashed the size of state government during his term and left the state with a large budget surplus. In an interview in Reason magazine in January 2001, Johnson's accomplishments in office were described as follows. No tax increases in 6 years, a major road building program, shifting Medicaid to managed care, constructing two new private prisons, canning 1,200 state employees, and vetoing a record number of bills. According to one New Mexico paper, Johnson left the state fiscally solid and was arguably the most popular governor of the decade, leaving the state with a $1 billion budget surplus. The Washington Times reported that when Johnson left office, the size of state government had been substantially reduced, and New Mexico was enjoying a large budget surplus. According to a profile of Johnson in the National Review, during his tenure, he vetoed more bills than the other 49 governors combined, 750 in total, one-third of which had been introduced by Republican legislators. Johnson also used his line-item veto power thousands of times. He credits his heavy veto pen for eliminating New Mexico's budget deficit and cutting the growth rate of New Mexico's government in half. According to the Myrtle Beach Sun News, Johnson said his numerous vetoes, only two of which were overridden, stemmed from his philosophy of looking at all things for their cost-benefit ratio, and his axe fell on Republicans as well as Democrats. While in office, Johnson was criticized for opposing funding for an independent study of private prisons after a series of riots and killings at the facilities. Martin Chavez, his opponent in the 1998 New Mexico gubernatorial race, criticized Johnson for his frequent vetoing of programs, suggesting that it resulted in New Mexico's low economic and social standing nationally. Journalist Mark Ames described Johnson as a hardcore conservative who ruled the state like a right-wing authoritarian and only embraced marijuana legalization in his second term for populist gain. Post-governorship. Johnson was term-limited and could not run for a third consecutive term as governor in 2002. In the 2008 presidential election campaign, Johnson endorsed Ron Paul for the Republican nomination because of his commitment to less government, greater liberty, and lasting prosperity for America. Johnson spoke at Paul's Rally for the Republic on September 2, 2008. Johnson serves on the Advisory Council of Students for Sensible Drug Policy, a student nonprofit organization which advocates for drug policy reform. As of April 2011, he serves on the board of directors of Students for Liberty, a nonprofit libertarian organization. His first book, Seven Principles of Good Government, was published on August 1, 2012. 2012 Presidential Campaign. In the 2012 United States presidential election, Johnson received 0.99% of the popular vote, a total of 1.3 million votes. This was the best result in the Libertarian Party's history by raw vote power, though under the 1.1% of the vote won by Ed Clark in 1980. Early history. In 2009, Johnson began indicating interest in running for president in the 2012 election. In the April 20, 2009 edition of the American Conservative magazine, Bill Kaufman told readers to keep an eye out for a Johnson presidential campaign in 2012, reporting that Johnson had told him that he was keeping his options open for 2012 and that he may take a shot at the Republican presidential nomination in 2012 as an anti-war, anti-Fed, pro-personal liberties slash government spending candidate. In other words, a Ron Paul libertarian. During a June 24, 2009 appearance on Fox News' Freedom Watch, host Judge Andrew Napolitano asked Johnson if he would run for president in 2012, to which Johnson responded that he thought it would be inappropriate to openly express his desires before President Obama is given the opportunity to prove himself. But he followed up that statement by saying, "It appears personal freedoms are being shoveled out the window more and more." In February 2011, Johnson was a featured speaker at both the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, and the Republican Liberty Caucus. At CPAC, the crowd liked him even as he pushed some of his more controversial points. Johnson tied with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie for third in the CPAC straw poll, trailing only Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. David Weigel of Slate called Johnson the second biggest winner of the conference, writing that his third-place showing in the straw poll gave Johnson his first real media hook. He met tons of reporters, commanded a small scrum after the vote, and is a slightly lighter shade of dark horse now. Republican presidential candidacy. On April 21, 2011, Johnson announced via Twitter, "I am running for president." He followed this announcement with a speech at the New Hampshire State House in Concord, New Hampshire. He was the first of an eventually large field to announce his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination. Initially, Johnson hoped Ron Paul would not run for president so that Johnson could galvanize Paul's network of libertarian-minded voters, and he even traveled to Houston to tell Paul of his decision to run in person. But Paul announced his candidacy on May 13, 2011. Johnson participated in the first of the Republican presidential debates, hosted by Fox News in South Carolina on May 5, 2011, appearing on stage with Herman Cain, Ron Paul, Tim Pawlenty, and Rick Santorum. Mitt Romney and Michelle Bachmann both declined to debate. Johnson was excluded from the next three debates. After the first exclusion, Johnson made a 43-minute video responding to each of the debate questions, which he posted on YouTube. The first exclusion, which was widely publicized, gave Johnson a little bump in name recognition and produced a small uptick in donations. But the long-term consequences were dismal. For the financial quarter ending June 30th, Johnson raised a mere $180,000. Fox News decided that because Johnson polled at least 2% in 5% polls, he could participate in a September 22nd debate. During the debate, Johnson delivered what many media outlets, including the Los Angeles Times and Time, called the best line of the night. Quote, "My next-door neighbor's two dogs have created more shovel-ready jobs than this administration," unquote. Entertainment Weekly opined that Johnson had won the debate. Libertarian presidential nomination and campaign. Although Johnson had focused the majority of his campaign activities on the New Hampshire primary, he announced on November 29, 2011, that he would no longer campaign there due to his inability to gain traction with less than a month until the primary. There was speculation in the media that he might run as a Libertarian Party candidate instead. Johnson acknowledged that he was considering such a move. In December, Politico reported that Johnson would quit the Republican primaries and announce his intention to seek the Libertarian Party nomination at a December 28th press conference. He also encouraged his supporters to vote for Ron Paul in the 2012 Republican presidential primaries. On December 28, 2011, Johnson formally withdrew his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination and declared his candidacy for the 2012 presidential nomination of the Libertarian Party in Santa Fe, New Mexico. On May 5, 2012, at the 2012 Libertarian National Convention, Johnson received the Libertarian Party's official nomination for president in the 2012 election. In his acceptance speech, Johnson asked the convention's delegates to nominate as his running mate Judge Jim Gray of California. Gray subsequently received the party's vice presidential nomination on the first ballot. Johnson stated that his goal was to win at least 5% of the vote, as winning 5% would allow Libertarian Party candidates equal ballot access and federal funding during the next election cycle. The final results showed Johnson polling nearly 1.3 million votes and 1.0% of the popular vote. This established a Libertarian Party record for total votes won in a presidential election. Despite falling short of his stated goal of 5%, Johnson stated, "Ours is a mission accomplished." In regards to a future presidential bid, he said, quote, "It is too soon to be talking about 2016, unquote. Post-2012 elections. Since the 2012 elections, Johnson has continued to criticize the Obama administration on various issues. In an article for The Guardian, Johnson called on United States Attorney General Eric Holder to let individual states legalize marijuana. In a Google Hangout hosted by Johnson in June 2013, he criticized the U.S. government's lack of transparency and due process in regards to the NSA's domestic surveillance programs. He also said that he would not rule out running as a Republican again in the future. Our America Initiative PAC. In December 2013, Johnson announced the founding of his own Super PAC, Our America Initiative PAC. The Super PAC is intended to support libertarian-minded causes. Quote, "From the realities of government-run healthcare setting in to the continuing disclosures of the breadth of the NSA's domestic spying, more Americans than ever are ready to take a serious look at candidates who offer real alternatives to business as usual," unquote, the release announcing the PAC said. CEO of Cannabis Sativa, Inc. In July 2014, Johnson was named president and CEO of Cannabis Sativa, Inc., a Nevada-based company that aims primarily to sell medical cannabis products in states where medicinal and/or recreational cannabis is legal. 2016 presidential campaign. In an April 2014 Ask Me Anything session on Reddit, Johnson stated that he hoped to run for president again in 2016. On whether he would run as a libertarian or Republican, he stated that, quote, "I would love running as a libertarian because I would have the least amount of explaining to do," unquote. In January 2016, Johnson resigned from his post as CEO of Cannabis Sativa, Inc., to pursue political opportunities, hinting to a 2016 presidential run. On January 6, 2016, Johnson declared that he would seek the Libertarian nomination for the presidency. On May 18th, Johnson named former Massachusetts Governor William Weld as his running mate. On May 29, 2016, Johnson received the Libertarian nomination on the second ballot. Political positions. Johnson's views have been described as fiscally conservative and socially liberal, with a philosophy of limited government and military non-interventionism. He has identified as a classical liberal. Johnson has said he favors simplifying and reducing taxes. During his governorship, Johnson cut taxes 14 times and never increased them. Due to his stance on taxes, political pundit David Weigel described him as the original Tea Party candidate. Johnson has advocated the fair tax, a proposal that would abolish all federal income, corporate, and capital gains tax, and replace them with a 23% tax on consumption of all non-essential goods, while providing a regressive rebate to households according to household size, regardless of income level. He has argued that this would ensure transparency in the tax system and incentivize the private sector to create tens of millions of jobs. In June 2016, Johnson said that he supported the Trans-Pacific Partnership, stating that he previously thought it limited fair trade, but is now informed it, in fact, fosters free trade. Johnson has said that he supports balancing the federal budget immediately. He has stated he supports slashing government spending, including Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, which would involve cutting Medicare and Medicaid by 43% and turning them into block grant programs, with control of spending in the hands of the states to create, in his words, 50 laboratories of innovation. He has referred to Social Security as a pyramid scheme. He has advocated passing a law allowing for state bankruptcy and expressly ruling out a federal bailout of any states. Johnson has expressed opposition to the Federal Reserve System, which he has cited as massively devaluing the strength of the U.S. dollar and would sign legislation to eliminate it. He has also supported an audit of the central bank and urged members of Congress in July 2012 to vote in favor of Ron Paul's Federal Reserve Transparency Act. In his campaign for the Libertarian Party nomination, he stated he opposed foreign wars and pledged to cut the military budget by 43% in his first term as president. He would cut the military's overseas bases, uniformed and civilian personnel, research and development, intelligence, and nuclear weapons programs. He has stated his opposition to U.S. involvement in the war in Afghanistan and opposed the U.S. involvement in the Libyan civil war. He has stated that he does not believe Iran is a military threat and would use his presidential power to prevent Israel from attacking Iran and would not follow Israel or any other ally into a war that it had initiated. Johnson presents himself as a strong supporter of civil liberties and received the highest score of any candidate from the American Civil Liberties Union for supporting drug decriminalization while opposing censorship and regulation of the Internet, the Patriot Act, enhanced airport screenings, and the indefinite detention of prisoners. He has spoken in favor of the separation of church and state and has said that he does not seek the counsel of God when determining his political agenda. Johnson endorsed same-sex marriage in 2011. He has since called for a constitutional amendment protecting equal marriage rights and criticized Obama's position on the issue as having thrown this question back to the states. Johnson supports the enforcement of protected classes that was established by the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and believes that providers should be prohibited from not providing services to customers based on demographics such as race or sexuality. This differentiated him from his Libertarian Party opponents in the party primary, especially Austin Peterson. He has been a longtime advocate of legalizing marijuana and has said that if he were president, he would remove it from Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act, as well as issue an executive order pardoning nonviolent marijuana offenders. Johnson opposes Roe v. Wade, believing states should decide the matter, accessibility to abortions. However, he has stated he personally believes that it's the woman's choice. His 2016 position page on abortion now states that the woman must be allowed to make decisions about her own health, and government should not be in the business of second-guessing. Johnson has stated his opposition to gun control and has said, quote, I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment, and so I would not have signed legislation banning assault weapons or automatic weapons, unquote. Personal life. Johnson was married to his college girlfriend, Dee Johnson, from 1977 to 2005. As First Lady of New Mexico, she engaged in campaigns against smoking and breast cancer, and oversaw the expansion of the governor's mansion. He initiated a separation in May 2005, and 4 months later he announced that they would divorce. At the age of 54, Dee Johnson died unexpectedly on December 22, 2006, her cause of death later attributed to hypertensive heart disease. The couple had two children, now adult. Johnson became engaged to Santa Fe real estate agent Kate Prusak in 2009, a year after meeting her at a bike race in Santa Fe. Prusak has stated that the reason they have not yet married is because, quote, my fiancé is always on the road, unquote. Johnson lives in Taos, New Mexico, in a home that he built himself. He is an avid triathlete who bikes extensively. During his term in office, he competed in several triathlons, marathons, and bike races. He competed 3 times, 1993, 97, and 99, as a celebrity invitee at the Ironman World Championship in Hawaii, registering his best time. He once ran 100 miles in 30 consecutive hours in the Rocky Mountains. On May 30, 2003, he reached the summit of Mount Everest, despite toes blackened with frostbite. He has climbed all 7 of the 7 summits, the tallest peaks in Asia, Europe, North America, Africa, South America, Antarctica, and Oceania. He completed the Bataan Memorial Death March at White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico, in which participants traverse a 26.2-mile course through the desert, many of them in combat boots and wearing 35-pound packs. On October 12, 2005, Johnson was involved in a near-fatal paragliding accident when his wing caught in a tree and he fell approximately 50 feet to the ground. Johnson suffered multiple bone fractures. This accident left him 1.5 inches shorter. He used medicinal marijuana for pain control from 2005 to 2008. Johnson is a Lutheran and has stated that his belief in God has given him, quote, a very fundamental belief that we should do unto others as we would have others do unto us,